Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew the 26th chapter in your Schofield Bible, page 1037, 1037. Beginning with the 6th verse, we'll read responsively through verse 13. The 8th verse is the text verse for this evening's message. As is our custom here, let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we have this time tonight in this evening service. We pray that there will not be a moment wasted by any of us through carelessness. Help us not to be careless with our listening, with the purpose concerning our being here. We pray that you'd help us to hear and to know thy word and to comprehend what the preacher has for us. We pray that some eternal things will be accomplished in the service. Help us toward that end, and bless and meet with us, we pray, in thy power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come now to the Word of God. The music has been sweet and beautiful. The fellowship has been wonderful. We come now to the book. Bless us as we speak from its pages, please. Accomplish thy purpose in this hour and all of our lives. Amen. I read my text tonight. When his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste?" That's both the title and the text of my message tonight. To what purpose is this waste? This is one of those sermons where the introduction is going to be about 30 minutes and the sermon about 10 minutes. To what purpose is this waste? In our house, in our large bathroom, we have 2.5 baths. I usually take the half bath myself. I never know which half to bathe, but we have 2.5 baths. And in our large bathroom, there is a little cabinet thing, a little door, and it leads to a chute that where, and you put the dirty clothes, and it goes downstairs, it's a miracle. It really is a miracle. All I do is put those dirty clothes in that little hole there. And within about 48 hours, something down there cleans them and puts them in my drawer. It's a miracle. I've often wished I had the patent on that machine, whatever it is, but it's amazing how it works. But right above that, where you put the dirty clothes, there is a little shelf. And that shelf is where we keep old rags. That's all you'll see there. They're clean, but they're old. Now, each one of those old rags at one time was a part of a pretty garment or a utilitarian piece of material. It may be that it's part of an old towel. It may be an old shirt. It may be a part of an old dress or an old bikini. I just want to see if you're listening, that's all. But now this is something that used to be very valuable and very important to us. But it's worn out now. But those old rags are there. To what purpose is this waste? I told the fellows tonight I was going to speak on this subject. To what purpose is this waste? And Bob O'Clair said, we're going to get it tonight. He thought I'm in his stomach. You know, what purpose is this waste? To what purpose is this waste? These old rags, once a part of a very nice garment or towel, and once something that was admired greatly, something that someone picked out and chose. To what purpose is this waste? Old rags used for dust rags, if you please. In our garage, there's a blue container. That blue container was given to us by the city of Munster where we live. In that container, we put old newspapers. Now, those old newspapers are once the object of our desire. We once went to the door and we wanted that newspaper to find out whether it was the 13th or the 12th game the Cubs had lost. The Cubs, somebody told me, won this afternoon. There must be some mistake. Either they're playing the Hammond Little League or something, I'm not sure. But that paper, that old paper in our garage, in that container provided by the city of Munster, each of those papers at one time was a coveted piece of paper. We'd go out in the front, and by the way, you let that paper not show up some morning, and we're pretty upset about that. Now, to what purpose is this waste? It is there to be recycled and used again. In my mother's old sewing machine drawer, the old-fashioned sewing machine that you pumped, it was not electric, you pumped the thing, and in had drawers on the side, and in those drawers there were little pieces of material. Remnants, Mother called them. What she'd do, she'd take old garments that were tattered and worn, and she'd take the good part of the material. She'd stick that pieces of material, those remnants, inside those drawers. And then when she got enough of them, my mother would quilt a quilt. To what purpose is this waste? To what purpose are these remnants? To be used to keep somebody warm. When those remnants are put together and sewn together, and brother, when a bunch of remnants like us are put together, you can do an awful lot of warming of the hearts of people. And those remnants are put together. To what purpose is this waste? The purpose was to make a quilt for us to be warm. I drive down the street. I drive down Sumner Street here, and I see on the left there a place where old wrecked cars are left. Every one of those cars at one time was the object of someone's covetousness. Someone saw those cars, every one of those old cars. One time they saw those cars, and one of those cars, I'd like to have that. And from all the cars that they could afford, they picked out that particular car. And at one time, that car was the object of almost adoration. Now those cars are old and they're parked down there. To what purpose is this waste? The purpose of this waste is that it can provide parts for other cars. You need a transmission, you can the same kind of car that yours is, or one of the same kind of transmission. And you buy the transmission from the old car, and the old car is of value, it wouldn't be down there. To what purpose is this waste? I see people going through garbage cans. I saw Brother Keith going through one just the other day. Looking for food. I saw Brother Moffitt in one the other day, being looked for. But in those garbage cans, I see people as they're probing down in the garbage can. They're looking for something. They're looking for old aluminum cans, old pop cans, if you please. To what purpose is this waste. They're going to get those cans and sell those aluminum cans, and they'll be recycled. And they'll be used once again. My father-in-law owned a feed store. My mother-in-law would take all the feed sacks that Papa Slaughter would bring home, and she'd keep those feed sacks in the room. To what purpose is this waste? She'd take those feed sacks and make dresses for her daughter and for herself. Now, those feed sacks were once used to transfer feed for chickens and other animals. But now they're worn and they're old and they're waste. To what purpose is this waste? The purpose of this waste is that my wife could have nice dresses made from those feed sacks. I see an old fruit jar. Is that still a good word? A fruit jar on the back porch. Or an old pickle jar on the back porch of our house years ago when I was growing up. Now, one time they were on the shelf containing pickles or some kind of fruit or some kind of food. But now then they're on the back porch, just all stacked up there. To what purpose is this waste? The purpose of this is that we used to use them for glasses. Or we'd use them for vases, if you please. For flowers. Or to put beverage to take with my lunch to school. That's the purpose of this waste. There used to be old papers on the back porch of my Uncle Harvey's mansion. Uncle Harvey was a millionaire. I'd go over and see him. He'd have papers on the back porch. To what purpose is this waste? The purpose for this waste was because he had a poor nephew, sister-in-law, my mother and I, and my sister, that couldn't afford the newspaper. And every week, Uncle Harvey would take those newspapers and bring them out to us. And though they were no longer fresh, and by the way, when I was just a lad, they had a contest for an essay contest, a nationwide essay contest for the Cotton Bowl game on New Year's Day. Fordham University was playing Texas A&M that New Year's Day. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Joe Boyd was on the team of Texas A&M. I'm not sure, but I was just a lad. I saw an advertisement in the newspaper of a contest going to be held. Any boy could enter who would write an imaginary interview with Lou DeFilippo, who was the captain of the Fordham team. Nationwide contest. Over 300 boys entered that contest, and my essay was the winning essay, and I was the mascot of the Fordham football team, sat on the bench with the captain, the coach, and then I was interviewed on Mutual Broadcasting System at halftime as a little boy. I wrote my essay on one of those papers Uncle Harvey brought us. On the white part of the end, we had no stationery. We had no tablets. We couldn't afford those things. I wrote my essay. To what purpose was this waste? This waste was so that Uncle Harvey could take the newspapers once a week out to our house, and they that were used before can be used again. Now, we'd stack those newspapers on our back porch or in the back room. To what purpose is this waste? These newspapers were used with which to wrap lunches. In those days, we didn't buy packages of sacks. We couldn't afford that. And we'd take the newspaper and wrap our sandwiches to take to school. And then put a rubber band or some thread or twine or string around those sandwiches. And those newspapers that once were used for Uncle Harvey to find the news and later were used for us to read the news a week later, now then are used again for the wrapping of lunches for school. I used to see a little jar of grease in the cabinet. It was bacon grease. Dry salt bacon grease. I don't know if that's dry salt bacon or not. I don't know whether they make cows like that anymore or not. Or hogs, excuse me. Or chickens, or whatever, rabbits, whatever it is. And my mother would get some dry salt bacon, and she'd fry that bacon. Then she'd take that grease and pour it in a little jar. And that grease would harden It'd be in our kitchen. To what purpose is this waste? The purpose of this waste was to use for lard, or shortening, if you please. We never bought any lard or shortening. We used the bacon grease, that which was preserved. Now, there was a purpose for it. I see an old tire in our garage. To what purpose is this waste? This tire once was very important because it once was used on the car, but no longer is it used on the car. To what purpose is that old tire? Tell you what it was. We're going to get a rope. We're going to tie that rope to a limb out in the front yard. We're going to put that tire on the bottom of that rope, make a swing out of it. It was no longer usable for a car, but it was still usable for something. To what purpose is this waste? We'd go out and swing. And when I was a boy, we'd get one of those and put it on a limb over the 5-mile creek where we used to swim. That's where shrieking was invented. And we guys would go down there when I was a little boy, we'd hang that tire over the 5-mile creek. And we'd swing in that thing, and then finally we'd jump off in the creek. Now, we didn't throw the tire away. We used the waste, if you please. I see an old inner tube. Remember the term inner tube? I see an old inner tube that once used to be inside the tire. Back in the old days, you had inner tubes inside the tire. And I see an old inner tube. I see it out in the garage or out behind the house. To what purpose is this waste? I'll tell you what it's for. It was used for making slingshots. We'd just take the scissors and cut it and make that rubber part that would go from the wood back here to this little leather piece. To what purpose? We didn't throw the inner tube away. Or we might even patch the inner tube and blow it up and use it down the old swimming hole to keep us from drowning. I see a old pair of shoes. They're beyond use. At one time, somebody picked those shoes out and bought them. They're brand new, but now they're old. To what purpose is this waste? We'd cut the tongue out of those tennis shoes, our old shoes, and put that tongue on the slingshot also, and that's what you put the little rock in when you pulled it back like that and shot it at your girlfriend. Or her other boyfriend. To what purpose is this waste? I see bread wrappers in the cabinet. To what purpose is this waste? These bread wrappers we used with which to wrap our sandwiches to take to school. We couldn't afford this wax paper you buy at the store or foil paper. We just used the old bread wrappers to wrap our sandwiches in. I see some leftover ties. They're, I'm talking about this kind of tie. And they're worn out. At one time, they were used for nothing. There's not one single use for that thing in the whole world. I use it for two purposes. But your leftover ties, you know, some actually came out there for a minute. We'd put those old ties in the closet or in the drawer. To what purpose is this waste? Anybody here that's ever built a kite knows what it's used for. How many ever built a kite? Oh, you're so young, you don't know anything. You're too young to be educated. We'd build a kite out of newspaper, and then we'd tie all those ties together and make a tail for the kite. Boy, those were the days. Thank God I didn't live in the days of Nintendo. That little thing across the screen somewhere, they make me nervous. Make me nervous. To what purpose are these, is this waste? To form the tail on a kite. I see some broken skates. Used to have skates. had four little wheels on each skate. Didn't have these, what do you call them now, skinny things, what? I'll do the preaching here. Understand that? But anyway, these skates are broken. To what purpose is this waste? We'd take the wheels off those skates and make scooters out of them. Put a 2x4 down here and one up here. Put a little handle over here. Put those skate wheels down there, the ones that were good, and make scooters. I see some worn-out wagon wheels. I'm talking about little red wagons. To what purpose is this waste? This waste is used to make soap boxes out of. I'm talking about soapbox cars. The original soapbox derby. Homemade little cars. We'd even have steering wheels on those things. And the wheels of these old wagons were used to make the soapbox cars out of, which came the original soapbox derby. I see some washers. What purpose are these? We're keeping those washers. What purpose is this? We dig a hole down here, dig a hole down there, and we throw washers. We didn't throw them away. Washers that came off a car, some of the machine, we'd throw washers at that hole. I see some on the farm, some horseshoes. Not the kind you buy, the kind you have to get off the horse. When I was a boy, we didn't throw horseshoes, we threw horses. We threw horseshoes, we kept the horse on the shoes on the horse. But then when old horseshoes would wear out, you'd find them. Sometimes they'd have nails in them on a farm. We'd take those horseshoes, put a post here, put a post down here, and we'd throw horseshoes. That was the purpose for that waste. Now the question comes. I see a lady, a young lady. She's pregnant. She's not married. She's brokenhearted. Her parents are brokenhearted. To what purpose is this waste? None. Let's ban her. Let's bar her. Let's blacklist her. Let's gossip about her. Let's throw her life in the garbage. She's not as important as an old rag. She's not as important as an old paper. She's not as important as the remnants in the sewing machine. She's not as important as the old cars down here on Sumner Street. All she has is an ever-dying soul. All she has is potential to service for God. Let's don't use her again. Let's use the old rags again. Let's use the old car again. Let's use the old washers again. Let's use the old horseshoes again. But she's not as important as feed sacks and pickle jars and bacon grease and old tires, inner tubes and bread wrappers and old ties and broken skates and old wagon wheels and worn washers and old horseshoes. Let's don't use her again. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand the philosophy that says, let's use an old car again. Let's use old wheels again. Let's use something that's broken again. Bless God, let's use that young lady again. Let's salvage her. Let's recycle her. Let's tell her there's a God in heaven that will forgive her and she can be used again. And let's love her back to Jesus and love her back to God's will and use her. I see a church member who goes into deep sin. I see a church member who all of a sudden wastes his life, ruins his chances to do the perfect will of God for his life. To what purpose is this waste? Well, let's scandalize him. He walks down the aisle and gets right with God, but let's don't forget him. Let's tell him he can't be used again. Now you listen to me. If an old paper can be used again, if an old washer can be used again, if an old remnant can be used again, if an old car can be used again, if old pop cans can be used again, if old feed sacks can be used again, if old pickle jars can be used again, if old bacon grease can be used again, if old tires can be used again, if old inner tubes can be used again, if old broken skates can be used again, if bread wrappers can be used again, if old wagon wheels can be used again, I say that a Christian who's wasted some of his life and comes back to God can still be used again. Here's a ghetto teenager. Rides a bus to church. Been living in all kinds of sin. Dope, liquor, illicit sex. Listen to me, young people. Let's ban him. Let's don't speak to him. We're too good for him. You know what the greatest unused source of power in our churches are? Or is? The greatest unused source of power in our independent Baptist churches are people who have fallen, who have made mistakes, who want to come back and be used of God. But we stomp them and say, we won't even talk to you. We won't give you a chance to come back. Bless God, I contend that an ever-dying soul of a human being and the life of somebody made in the image of God is just as salvageable as an old horseshoe is. I see bus kids. I see bus kids. Little snotty-nosed brats get in our way, mess up our pews, ruin our services. What are we going to do? To what purpose is this waste? None at all. Let them go to the devil. That's what we say. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The churches of Chicago, who met this morning with their high church worship services, and met this morning with all the elite and middle class and upper middle class and upper class people to have what they call a worship service, are going to answer to God Almighty for these little bus kids and these little ghetto-bound kids. Somebody needs to get them and salvage them for Jesus Christ. They're as important as an old paper. They're as important as an old rag. They're as important as an old car. Pop cans, feed sacks, pickle jars, bacon grease, tires, inner tubes, bread wrappers, old ties, broken skates, old wagon wheels, worn washers and horseshoes. A mission man. Let's do this to them. Everything is stolen here, let's blame them. Something's missing in your Sunday school department, let's blame the mission men. But let's don't try to reclaim them. Let me tell you something. There's not a man that sits up there or goes to bed tonight at that rescue mission that can't be reclaimed and used for Almighty God. Oh, our churches are filled with a bunch of Pharisees looking down our phylactery noses at a bunch of fallen people. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if everybody in this room tonight who had never sinned and never done that which brings reproach to the cause of Christ walked out the door, we wouldn't have enough folks to take the offering. I'm saying all of us are rejects, reclaimed, and recycled for God's glory. And a college student gets expelled. By all means, let's don't take him back someday. Let's don't give him a second chance. Kick him out. And teachers at the college, give him a bad name. Put him on a blacklist. Let me tell you something. Some of the greatest Christians I've ever met wasted the first half of their lives. Some of the greatest Christians I've ever met are rejects. Being recycled. Being used for God. This morning. Last night, we ordained a fellow, mentioned this morning. Ordained a man last night to preach the gospel, pastor of a good church down in Mexico. Came here, was on dope, on alcohol, walked over in our rescue mission over here, got saved in that rescue mission, and now was ordained to the gospel ministry last night, and now is preaching the gospel, pastoring a thriving church down in Mexico. I'm saying, ever one of you guys can be used of God. You may have wasted your life, you may have ruined your past, but bless God, you've got a future. You may have done things you wish you hadn't have done and bridges you'd like to burn and nights you'd like to forget, but let me tell you something, there's a God in heaven that uses rejects. I see a murderer. A murderer. I mean a guy, a multiple murderer. I see him get saved. I see him recycled. I see him become the greatest Christian who ever lived. I see the Apostle Paul. I see that murderer recycled, taking the gospel to the Western world. I see him writing most of the New Testament.
I see that recycled murderer still being used of God. I don't care who you are, a bus kid that lives in the ghettos. I don't care if you're a mission man that stumbled in mission. I don't care if you're deaf and have to see the sermon, not hear it. I don't care who you are. Bless God, glory be to God, a truck driver, whoever you are. God can use you and recycle you. I see a murderer. Man who took his own hands and killed another. I see him recycled. I see him leading the Israelites out of Egypt. I see the great Moses, a recycled murderer. Hear what I said? I said a recycled murderer. Boy, you wouldn't have anything to do with him. You wouldn't even sat beside Moses at church. You dead sure walked out if the Apostle Paul was going to preach in your church. I see Moses leading the Israelites to listen to me across the Red Sea. I see him getting manna from heaven. I see him getting the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. I see him getting water from the rock in Horeb. I see Moses leading those Jews to the door of the Promised Land. What was he? A recycled murderer. That's what he was. I see a thief. A dying thief. A man who died and never went to church. A man who died and never tithed. A man who died and went to heaven and never helped anybody, never fed the poor, never clothed the naked, never taught a Sunday school class, never worked a bus route, but died and went to heaven. I see that man recycled. You say, what did he ever do? Tell you what he did. He showed the whole world exactly how to be saved. He showed the world that church membership doesn't save because he was not a church member. He showed the world that baptism doesn't save because he didn't get baptized. He showed the world that communion didn't get saved. He had never taken the Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper. He showed the world that good works didn't save because he was a thief and dying because he deserved to die. But the Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in heaven. And even that dying thief was recycled and has been used to preach the gospel of salvation to the whole world. I see a fallen king. You wouldn't have had anything to do with him. If David had sat beside you in church, you'd have gotten up and moved somewhere else. I see a king. Not only was he a fallen king, but he was a king that committed murder. God recycled that fallen king and caused him to write more Psalms and more of the Bible. And the greatest Psalms he ever wrote were written after he was resurrected. I'm saying, he was recycled. Praise God! If we can take old papers and remnants and old cars and pop cans and feed sacks and pickle jars and bacon grease and tires and inner tubes and bread wrappers and ties and broken skates and old wagon wheels and worn washers and old horseshoes, God can take living souls and use them again and recycle them. Dear Lord, take up the tangled strands that we have wrought in vain that bind by the skill of thy dear hand. Some beauty may remain. I see a woman five times married, living with a man that wasn't her husband. I see her get saved at Sychar's well. I see her recycled. I see her going to Sychar and saying, come, see a man that told me all things I ever did. And people came that she brought to Jesus, and the very men that she had slept with got saved. And God used her as a mighty evangelist to get people born again. I see Rahab the harlot living on the wall in the wall of the city of Jericho. As merchandisers came through the gates of the city of Jericho, she sold her merchandise to them. I see Rahab the harlot come to Christ. I see Rahab the harlot transformed. I see God recycle her so much, He put her in the 11th chapter of Hebrews as the great pattern of faith. I'll tell you a story and I'll close. Used to be a Seven Seas Lounge over here on Willow Court and Oakley. A nude dancing place. I don't mean scantily clad women. I mean totally naked women dancing. Right over here, a block from where I stand right now. We decided to send fellows over there to pass out tracts. Every night when the customers came, we passed out tracts to folks as they walked in. We passed out tracts to folks as they walked out and witnessed to them. Days, weeks, months, and years passed. Kept on giving gospel tracts. What must I do to save? God's simple plan of salvation. Tracts. One day I was going to O'Hare Field. Had a note to call somebody in West Virginia. Got to O'Hare Field, a call in West Virginia, and the fellow said, "I'm the fellow that used to run the Seven Seas Lounge, the nude dancing place." He said, "I hated you like I've never hated a man in my life. I'd have killed you if I'd had a chance and could have gotten by with it." Join the crowd. He said, "Those tracks kept coming and kept coming and kept coming." He said, "I could have papered my walls with those tracks." He said, "One night I went home and I cussed and I cussed, but I said to my wife, that house fellow's getting through to me." He said, "I picked up one of those tracks and got on my knees and got saved." He said, I closed the place the next week. What the city of Hammond wouldn't do, what the city council wouldn't do, what the sanitation board wouldn't do, the gospel of Jesus Christ closed that place. Got a call from him this week. He's pastoring a church in Michigan. Recycled. He ran that new dancing place over there. He's a pastor of a church in the state of Michigan. Don't you ever sell anybody short. Out across the street over here one week, they opened up the Village Boutique. Bunch of whores and whoremongers, perverts, lived in a communal life over there across the street where our little parking lot is diagonally across the street. Tried to get it closed and couldn't. I won't tell the whole story, you've heard it, but I simply say this. We're having a staff meeting one morning, looked out, and there was the guy that runs it outside the door of our chapel over there. That little window about that wide looked so motioned for me like that. I went out and there he was. He said, "Reverend," he said, "you got through to me." He said, "I've watched you as you help people. I've watched you be friendly to people and help people and feed people and clothe people. And I've been across the street leading folks to hell, and you've been over here leading folks to heaven." And he said, "Reverend, I've taken all I can take. I want to get saved." He got saved that morning, walked that aisle right there the next Sunday, and was baptized in the baptistry that morning, and so was his whoremonger Ed friend. She walked the aisle. He had a haircut. He had shine shoes. He had neatly pressed pants. He had on a white shirt. Had on a tie. And he got saved. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care who you are, God can use you again. So let's not lose a one. Not a one. Let's work with these mission men and salvage them for Jesus. Let's work with these bus kids and salvage them for Jesus. Let's work with these truck drivers and let's go somewhere else. Salvage them for Jesus. I don't care what your past is. I'm interested in what your future could be. Old papers. Remnants, wrecked cars, pop cans, feed sacks, pickle jars, fruit jars, bacon grease, tires, worn tires, old inner tubes, bread wrappers, old ties, broken skates, old wagon wheels, worn washers, old worn horseshoes can all be salvaged and used again. And brother, if that's the case, certainly our young people that have made mistakes can be used again. You say, "Brother Hiles, I've done some mighty bad things. So did Mary Magdalene. Brother Hiles, I've got some bridges I'd like to burn. So did Rahab. I've got some nights I'd like to forget. So did the woman at Sychar's well. I've got some deeds I'd like to get forgiveness for. So did the Apostle Paul, and so did Moses. And so did David. I ask the question tonight. To what purpose is this waste? To what purpose is this waste? Two things I want to say and I'll close. Number one is, whatever you've done, God can use you. Whatever you've done, God can use you. Secondly, let's salvage everybody we can for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every little fallen boy, every little ghetto bus kid, every mission man that stumbles into the mission addicted to alcohol or dope with his life wrecked and ruined and no hopes it seems, let's salvage him. One of our young people gets in trouble, let's run to him and help him. In my body tonight, this amazing thing that you see before you, for which I give God glory. I take no credit for this body. God gave me this wonderful, wonderful machine. And don't envy or covet my physique. In this body tonight, if I were to cut that finger and all of a sudden it got infected, the little white corpuscles all over my body would start fellowshipping with each other. One of those little corpuscles would say to another, it's corpuscles down here on my toe. He lives down there. He'd say, you know, up there on that finger, that little finger of his right hand, there's an infection. Let's run up there. Up there, that's Southern talk, up there. Let's run up there. And little white corpuscles all over my body would run right there to that little finger. And the healing process would start. Every single Christian ought to be a little white corpuscle. When somebody in our body stumbles, falls, makes a mistake, wrecks his life, let's run to him and pick him up. Heal him. Love him back to service for God. Let's use him to the glory of God. To what purpose is this waste? To what purpose is this waste? The old papers can be read again. And they can wrap lunches. The remnants can make a quilt. The old car can have some parts that can be used. By the way, even bodies of human beings, from bodies that are dead, brain dead, you can take the parts from their bodies and put them in somebody else's body. There's a man in this room tonight who has a heart that was given to him, heart transplant. He's a black man. Used to be white. Went to have a heart transplant, got a black man's heart. I didn't know black people had hearts. Somebody's heart beats. Where is that man? He's up here. Where is he? Stand up. Stand up. There he is, right there. There he is. Yeah. His nickname used to be Whitey. Now it's Darky. Blackie. But somebody's heart was used again. I'm saying if broken skates can be used again to make scooters, old wagon wheels can be used again to make little cars, soap boxes. If worn washers can be used again to give us a sport to play, and if worn house shoes can be used again, if pop cans can be recycled and feed sacks put together can make a dress, Pickle jars can be used for glasses. Bacon grease can be used for lard and shortening. Old tires can be used for swings. Inner tubes can be used for slingshots. Bread wrappers can be used to wrap sandwiches. Old tires can be used for kite tails, and broken skates can be used, and worn washers.
I'm here to say that to what purpose is this waste? There's a purpose to which God can use every single wasted life in this world. If you sin tonight, you come back to God. If you've got wasted years, you come back to God and give Him the years that you have. Tonight, if you teach a Sunday school class, you do everything you can to salvage every one of those peoples. I can still see old Dr. Rutherford, he was a veterinarian, taught me in Sunday school. I can still see him when I was a boy, a teenage lad, tears rolling down his cheeks. Old Dr. Rutherford would say, "I'm not going to let the devil have a one of you. I'm not going to let the devil have a one of you. And I'm not going to let the devil have a one of our college kids or one of our high school kids till I've wrestled with him and fought him and kicked him and stomped him and spit at him and done all I can to salvage every life we can. Dear Lord, take up the tangled strands that we have wrought in vain, that by the skill of thy dear hands some beauty may remain." Our Heavenly Father,